in the limelight.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Washington's attempt to trigger the dispute resolution mechanism in the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. Zarif tweeted late on Sunday, 16th of August, John Bolton has repeated today what he said on 8th of May 2018, whilst he was National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. At least he is consistent, a trait notably absent in this U.S. administration. U.S. recourse to dispute resolution mechanism in 2231 has no leg to stand on. It came after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday, 14th of August, that he intended to trigger the so-called snapback of the U.N. sanctions, which had been in place against Iran prior to the nuclear deal's inking. Trump told reporters, "We'll be doing a snapback." He claimed, "You'll be watching it next week." Recently, the spokesperson for the EU Foreign Policy Chief, Josep Borrell, said the US had no right to force the reinstatement of international sanctions on Iran via the so-called snapback mechanism stipulated in the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and the 5+1 group. We now present you an article written jointly by Kevin Barrett, an American author, journalist, and radio host, and Stephen Landman, a Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio News Hour, under the heading, "Why Zionist Stooges Like Pompeo Spewing Insane Nonsense Against Iran." Please stay with us for more of Kevin Barrett and Stephen Landman's article. So hawkish U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been leading the charge in the Donald Trump administration to try to trigger the snapback provisions in the Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. And this has led to a chorus of derision and mockery from all over the world, not just from sources one would expect, like Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif of Iran, but from elsewhere as well, even including John Bolton, who was former extremely hawkish anti-Iran colleague. Everybody is laughing at Mike Pompeo at this point because Pompeo's position is that even though the United States has left the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and is out of the nuclear deal, it is still somehow in the deal and able to trigger the snapback mechanism. Pompeo also claims that the United States is going to unilaterally trigger multilateral sanctions. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Washington's attempt to trigger the dispute resolution mechanism in the Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. Zarif tweeted late on Sunday, 16th of August, John Bolton has repeated today what he said on 8th of May 2018, whilst he was National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. At least he is consistent, a trait notably absent in this U.S. administration. U.S. recourse to dispute resolution mechanism in Security Council Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. It came after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday, 14th of August, that he intended to trigger the so-called snapback of U.N. sanctions, which had been in place against Iran prior to the nuclear deal's inking. Donald Trump told reporters, "We'll be doing a snapback." He claimed, "You'll be watching it next week." Recently, the spokesperson for the EU Foreign Policy Chief, Josep Borrell, said the United States had no right to force the reinstatement of international sanctions on Iran by the so-called snapback mechanism stipulated in the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and the 5+1 group. The spokesperson for Josep Borrell said, given the fact that the United States unilaterally abandoned the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in May of 2018 and has not participated in any Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action structures or activities subsequently, the U.S. cannot be considered as a participant within the JCPOA. The official added, we therefore consider the United States is not in a position to resort to mechanisms reserved for JCPOA participants, such as the so-called snapback mechanism. Iran's foreign minister also says failure of a U.S.-drafted anti-Iran resolution, which sought to extend an arms embargo on the Islamic Republic during a recent United Nations Security Council session, heralds fundamental changes in international relations. Mohammad Javad Zarif said, we have witnessed failure of important hegemonic powers in the world to achieve their desired goals at different junctures. This has been a long-standing process which started from the Vietnam War. Zarif cited the United States' invasion of Grenada in 1983 as the only case that Washington achieved its goals through military means, saying that other military incursions led by Washington have invariably ended a failure. The top Iranian diplomat said pride and lack of professionalism are among the weak points in U.S. diplomatic apparatus, an example of which can be seen in the appointment made inside the State Department. So everyone is scratching their heads and wondering what Mike Pompeo is smoking. He thinks that he can be in and out of the nuclear deal at the same time. He thinks he can impose unilateral, multilateral sanctions. This violates elementary logic in a rather amusing way. It's like Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland saying, you can believe 6 impossible things before breakfast. Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was already got 2 of them, and it is also reminiscent of the complete lack of logic in the US-Iran policy. They're basically running on fumes, and they're desperately clutching at these illusory remedies for their bankrupt position by invoking these kinds of crazy contradictions. You know, maybe Pompeo is living in a quantum world where Schrödinger cat can be alive and dead at the same time. The US can be in and out of the deal at the same time, and sanctions can be unilateral and multilateral at the same time. But nobody else is in the quantum world, and Pompeo's gonna have to come back to Earth at some point. So why are the so-called Americans, people like Mike Pompeo really, of course, representing Netanyahu? Trump was inserted into the Oval Office by Netanyahu's people precisely to carry out all of these insane Likud policies. So why are they so desperate? Why are they acting so irrationally out of sheer desperation? The writer of the article, Kevin Barrett, says, I think the reason is that they have won a certain battle in terms of trying to remake West Asia region on behalf of Israel. But they've lost the war because they've painted themselves into a corner, both in terms of global public opinion and how regional public opinion, as the United Arab Emirates has made this treasonous deal with the Israelis, alienating the entire region and the entire Arab world. And this is a moment when the Arab oil states are in serious decline. They're about to really step off the stage of history, as in Patrick Coburn's column, there's a historic change taking place in West Asia. The Arab oil states, because of the collapsing price of oil, among other things, are now essentially about to lose their whole base, and their population is going to be impoverished, and the leadership, such as the leaders in the United Arab Emirates and in Saudi Arabia, and the other Persian Gulf sheikhdoms in particular, they're all going to be overthrown. So who will be left? The countries that have actual economies other than just oil, countries that are not just gas stations in the desert, and that includes not just Turkey, of course, which has a strong economy, but also the Islamic Republic of Iran, which has built its own DIY local economies because of all the sanctions. You know, Iran is not dependent on oil exports, partly because it's been sanctioned so heavily in the past. So now it's the leading auto manufacturer in the Middle East region. It's putting satellites in space, and once it gets through this Trump sanctions period, which is happening because Donald Trump and his people have alienated the whole world, Iran will come roaring back. Meanwhile, the Arab world will see massive unrest as the poor majority of pious Muslims in the population gets on board with the Islamic revolutionary spirit against their extremely corrupt Zionist secularist elite rulers. And all of this does not bode well for the genocidal Zionist regime occupying Palestine. No wonder they're so desperate. No wonder the Zionist stooges like Mike Pompeo are barking out this kind of insane nonsense. As the Trump administration collapses and as its Iran policy collapses, we're probably going to see more of this kind of insanity, hopefully nothing that will lead to any explosions of extreme violence or larger war, but you can't put anything past them, as we saw with that presumable Israeli bomb that destroyed the port of Beirut. And so the region needs to be on its guard. Better things will be coming, but it may be a very rough period before they finally arrive. Moreover, the claim by the Wall Street Journal that four Iranian tankers were intercepted carrying fuel to Venezuela, the US Justice Department and the US State Department confirmed the story. It's fake, as Iran reported. The writer of the article, Stephen Lenman, says, "What may have happened is there were maybe some tankers seized. I don't know whose tankers they were carrying fuel, and I don't know where it was going to. And the US just wrongly assumed this was fuel on Iranian tankers. So there is no easy way to identify a vessel of a country except to know the name and I guess maybe a serial number and then identifying it that way. But again, all US actions against Iran are interrelated. There is no question that the United States is seizing. They know they would lose the vote on Friday, 14th of August, within the UN Security Council. The US needs 9 votes at the Security Council to go along with a policy that it wants instituted, any policy it wants instituted. Well, Russia and China certainly would have vetoed the resolution that the United States UN envoy Kelly Craft proposed. They would have vetoed it if the vetoes were needed, but they weren't. And this may have been the single most humiliating defeat for the United States ever experienced in its history of the UN and the Security Council. Only one other nation, the Dominican Republic, which is a virtual US colony, went along with what the United States did, and everyone else did not. So it was 13 no's to 2 yeses, and I say no's, 11 countries abstained. That was another way of saying no, a diplomatic way of saying no. The United States is waging war by other means than Iran. There'll be lots more things that it does to hit Iran, not necessarily militarily, as there's been no US military attacks on Iran, at least nothing since General Soleimani, the commander of the Quds Force of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, was assassinated by the Pentagon. That certainly was a military attack. There could be incidents like that, but I don't see a war between the United States and Iran. Stephen Lenman adds, "But one thing bothers me greatly. Donald Trump is behind in the opinion polls, and in the US presidential election was held today, he would lose and Joe Biden would win. Does he have an October surprise in mind? Is it a war that he may have in mind? Did he have something dramatic, much more dramatic than anything he's done up to now, to try to turn things around? The Israeli United Arab Emirates deal has no resonance with the US electorate. They don't pay any attention to stuff like that. They consume domestic issues and war erupts." In September of 2001, just a few days after the 9/11 attacks, President George Bush's approval rating went from around 50% to 85%, and about a week later it went to 90%. Does Donald Trump want to do something to have the same effect so they can beat Joe Biden? Does he have a war in mind to do this, which is a strategy that Bush and Cheney used? The writer of the article, Stephen Lenman, says, "Well, I don't have the answer to that, but we certainly will watch, and the US election is not far away, less than a couple of months. Less than a few months, I'm sorry, and that's a few months. So we'll see. I would imagine Donald Trump will do something. We'll just have to wait and see what it is. They just have a lot of dirty tricks that they want to pull on sovereign independent countries they don't control, countries such as Iran, Venezuela, Russia, China, and so on."